Mr. Chairman, Kevin Roblin here again. Just wanted to throw this out there to the group. The date of the waterfall work group meeting is going to be February 19th. I believe it's a Wednesday. We're going to have that meeting at 10:30 in Pier. The place is to be determined yet, but it will be in a larger room because we do expect a pretty good attendance. I have a list of about 30 to 40 invitees right now, but we will make this list even broader than that. Again, the conversation is going to be about information sharing, and we as a department are going to go in with a no change recommendation and make that very clear up front. The department has no desire to change waterfall refuge boundary status dates on the Missouri River at this time, but we do want to have a conversation about, you know, the concerns we've been hearing, and just to show and really illustrate the data we do have on waterfall counts up and down the Missouri River and what that means to waterfall disturbance, opportunity, access, those sorts of things. So we'll have that date out there. I'm going to send a formal meeting invite to all the commissioners, and for those that would like to participate, that'll be great. And yes, we will have a call in. We should have a call in line at for that meeting if there's folks that just want to sit in and listen, especially for the commission. So any questions on the Missouri River Refuge meeting? We expect a pretty good turnout. There has been a lot of interest in this meeting. I talked to Commissioner Sharp yesterday about this. He's very happy with where this is going and just the meeting in general. And we'll hopefully have a good, robust conversation about waterfall refuges. Any questions?
Commissioner Spring.
I can do it here.
Which one you put?
Yeah, so we're talking now about a waterfall license, a non-resident waterfall license, and that waterfall license for non-residents runs 10 consecutive days. It's a little different than our small game pheasant hunting. Small game pheasant hunting, you could pick 2 5-day consecutive seasons, so if you buy a license, you have 2 5-day seasons to fill that license. Waterfall's different. You start at a certain date and it runs consecutively for 10 days. Yes, you are correct, Commissioner Spring. Commissioner Spring, actually, there is a conversation occurring amongst legislatures, amongst our department as well. We have a conference call actually at 1 p.m. today to discuss this with the Waterfall Association work group, along with the Wildlife Federation, along with some legislators. And actually, the legal counsel that was here representing Landowner Outfitter Alliance is also looking at that very same option. It would take legislative action, first off. The commission doesn't have the authority to change that license. So at the end of the day, it would take a bill. That bill could read, and I'm not sure if it will read, the license would be split into 2 5-day seasons. But that is being discussed as we speak, and we do expect some sort of waterfall legislation within the next 30 days. We'd suspect that just because of the conversations we've been having. Now, we don't know the details of what that might look like, but that has been part of the conversation for sure.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
I believe Commissioner Jensen, I believe Secretary Hepler had a comment.
Thank you. Kelly Hepler, Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks. I just want to be clear on this, non-resident waterfowl, because I had somebody approach me yesterday about that. There's some discussion going on between some of the user groups. I think it's a very open, transparent conversation with some of the leaders. There's been absolutely no decision about anything being turned in, and right now I don't know if anything can be turned in or not, honestly. And so, but it will take legislative bills, and I think what's going to go on is that we're going to meet in a smaller group this afternoon at 1 o'clock. We're going to hear if there's some ideas, if there's some kind of agreement, or, you know, on the way to move forward. If there's not, then we'll see what goes on. But to be clear, that's not department or governor-sponsored legislation. That's going to come out of the private sector. There's variables how that thing could look like, but I'm not convinced we're even going to see a piece yet. So I don't want people to overreact to that either. So thank you. And also, since I do have the microphone, and you know, with your
20 more seconds
privilege, member privilege. We have our budget hearing, our annual budget hearing. It's going to be on Tuesday, February 11th, between 8 and 9:45, and that's in the House. I'm not sure when the Senate's going to be. I imagine it's going to be following that. Or actually, no, this is a little bit different. So that's going to be our budget hearing. That's in front of the appropriators. And we always appreciate, Mr. Chairman, if there's any commission members who want to participate with that, that'd be good. And then at the same time, we're going to let you know, we also do overviews in front of the House and Senate Ag and Resource Committee. I think we're still finalizing those dates, but it'll be in 2 weeks. And that's the other one we always appreciate having the commissioners there. We'll recognize you, and you know, if there's things you want us to bring up, we certainly will. So, yeah. And it's always good, I think, the legislature to see the commissioners there. Thank you, Chris, for passing on. Thank you, Kevin.
So maybe we could talk more about waterfowl history too at a break or something. There's no reason to take meeting time for that, but it's a long, complicated history, and we'll talk about it later.
Absolutely. We can definitely dedicate some time with Commissioner Spring and talk about waterfowl history. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Tania Bethke. I'm the Division Staff Specialist over Education. I'm over here. I'm also the R3 coordinator for the state. And this morning, I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit of updates about the R3 planning process here in the state and kind of what path we're taking to an R3 plan. But before we get there, Chris is going to do some black magic. And I'm going to share a little bit about, first of all, what is R3 and